It has been a while, but we thank God that the break is finally over and we are back live again on this particular show. And I believe you'll be blessed as never before. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for a glorious moment to share your word with your people. I pray for wisdom and understanding. I pray that the spirit behind the word will have its own effect in the lives of the people. Let their lives be transformed and let them be a blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and give it. Amen. You'll be considering a theme, the power of words. The power of words. I don't think this particular episode will be able to cover it, so I'll be dividing it. So we do one part today, and our next episode will contain the second part of the same title. The podcast show for today is titled The Power of Words. One, the power of words. Words carry power, especially spoken words. Words carry power, especially spoken words. That has no written words do not carry power. No, written words also carry equal power like spoken words, because people can write for people to read, and as they read the written word, it turns them on. People have read books and they have been anointed and impacted to do ministry. People have read books and they have ended up being occult and doing soul travel and astral projection and all that stuff. It means words are so powerful. And as Christians, for you to be able to walk in dominion, you first have to understand the power of words. If you don't understand the power of your words, you will waste your life, you will waste your precious words, and the devil will play with your destiny and your ministry. Words are really powerful. One thing, the first thing you have to know, that your words carry power. The Bible makes us to understand in the book of Ecclesiastes, he said, where the word of a king is, there is power. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And you, as a believer, you are not just born again to be a child of God, to be a son or a daughter of God. You are born again to reign on the earth. In the book of Revelation, chapter number 5, verse number 10, the Bible says, Christ has made us kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So you are a king, and your dominion is not in heaven. Your dominion is on earth. You are supposed to reign on earth. Get that in your mind, that you are supposed to reign not in heaven, but God has made you a king to reign on earth. And where your kingdom is, where your dominion is, where your territory is, where your domain is, that is where your words have effect. So the word of the King of England or the Queen of England has more power on her land and any place that she reigns over. The word of the King of the Ashantis in Ghana, his word has effect on his kingdom. That means the word of the king may not be effective or powerful or carry the same power and authority in another man's kingdom. So when you say words carry power, first thing you have to know that words carry power, and that power of your word, have the jurisdiction, the place, the territory in which your words truly carry power. It doesn't matter how powerful the president of Russia is. The president of Russia is powerful. Putin is powerful. But he cannot operate in the same power and authority he operates in Russia, in the United States, because that is not his country. That is not his domain. That is not his jurisdiction. So you have to understand, as a child of God, your place, your voice is heard in heaven, but your authority You are supposed to operate and exercise your authority on earth. God has endowed you with so much. God has anointed you with so much. God has blessed you with so much. You are full of blessing and the power of God. What you have to know is that your power and that blessing and that authority is supposed to be seen on earth. And your power, the power of your word, are supposed to be seen on the earth. So know that you are here for a purpose and your words carry power. And the other thing you have to also know is that your words create experience. Your words create experience. Words are too powerful. Words are too powerful that you don't play with them. They create experience. When God said in the book of Isaiah chapter number 33 verse number 24 that none shall say that I am sick, He was not saying that people should lie about their condition, but He was saying the reality. The reality is that you become what you see. You create experience with your words. God cautioning us and telling us that even when you feel broke, you don't have anything to rely on. When you feel poor, He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. God is not trying to make you a liar or trying to give you false hope, but He wants you to create an experience with your words. Because your words carry power. The word of a king is, there is power. So whatsoever you declare, the Bible says God who calls things that are not as though they are. And what does that mean? When God calls things that are not as though they are, the things He say, those things will come to pass. That is how it is. When God created the heaven and the earth, the Bible says, and the earth was without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and God said, let there be light. The original translation does not say, let there be light. It says, light be. So when God said, let there be light, light was nowhere to be found. But He said, let there be light, and there appeared light. So He said it and He saw it. He said it and He saw it. He said it and He saw it. So His word created His experience. One word changed the darkness around Him and brought light. So maybe you may be going through some things. Things may be tough and hard for you, but you don't have to worry and cry and wallow in darkness. You can alter and change the atmosphere with your words and create an experience. Create something you want to experience and want to see in your life by the words you declare. Say, I am rich. Say, doors open for me. And you see, doors will begin to open for you. Say, people favor you. And you begin to see people favoring you. Say, all things work together for your own good. And you realize that the good, the bad, the ugly will all fall into place for your own good. You have to say that you will live and you will not die. So it doesn't matter what comes your way, you will continue to live and not die. You declare that you are prosperous, and for that declaration, no challenge will be able to put you down. It doesn't matter how tough the challenge is, you'll be able to stand the test of time and still prosper. Your words create your experience, so don't play with words. Another thing you have to know is that words are spirit. Words are spirit. Let's read the scripture from the book of Proverbs chapter number 22. Proverbs chapter number 6. verse number 22. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart, tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. I take it again. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. When you awake, they will speak with you. I want us to consider the scripture and see how worse our spirit. King Solomon was cautioning someone about the words of his father and his mother. He said, my son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. He said, bind them upon your heart, tie them around your neck. How do you bind words upon your heart and tie them around your neck? It's basically done through meditation, reading and thinking about something, sometimes wording it out, speaking it, muttering it. That's what we call meditation. You use that one to set your focus on particular words, on particular message. You meditate on it until it becomes part of your life. And when you hear a word that is coming from the mouth of someone who has done serious meditation, that words carry the spirit. The person does not just speak, but the words carry the spirit of the message the person carries. And what happens through such words? King Solomon said, he said, when you roam, such words, he said, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. You may not believe it or you may doubt it initially. If you sit down, you realize that there are words that you have heard, some from even your childhood, that you have never forgotten up to now. Sometimes those words come to mind and those words have conversation with you. You may not love to call it conversation. You may prefer to call it just reminiscing. But the truth of the matter is that the words goes beyond reminiscing and it helps you to make some serious decisions and sometimes call to mind some situations and clarify issues and make things clever to you, and you are able to have some direction. See, based on some words that you have listened to or words that were spoken to you by someone else some time back. How does this thing work? When we speak, Jesus Christ said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. In the book of Ezekiel chapter number 2 verse 2, Ezekiel wrote, he said, and the spirit entered into me when he spoke to me and set me off on my feet. When we speak, or when we hear the word of God, or words spoken by people of meditation, even witches and occult, when they speak, their words carry power, but they dispense demonic powers. They dispense demonic powers. Either than that, the anointed, when they speak, their words carry the spirit, and their spirit is the spirit of grace. So when you hear the word, the words, the spirit of the word doesn't leave you when you pay attention to the word that you hear. When you pay critical attention to the words that you hear, the spirit follows you and leads you along. So when you are there, sometimes it may be that the words that were spoken to you, you didn't understand it initially, but you will be there and it's like you are thinking on the word, and it's like you are having conversation with the word, and the word begins to speak to you and you begin to reply it sometime audibly, sometimes not so audibly. And as you begin to converse with the words clarify itself, and you begin to have insight upon insight upon insight. The words can have communication, it can have a conversation with you that you can continue in even in years to come. That is the power of those words. A typical example is when your husband or a friend tells you to do something and you hear the instruction. All right, sometimes you choose to forget, or you may be locked up to doing some things and you may not be able to handle that situation. And when you feel the person may be coming back, you begin to have a conversation with that instruction the person gave you, or that demand the person made. And as that those words speak to you, you begin to find an excuse, or you begin to find a reason to give that word. And when you find the reason, the words will also speak another thing, and you find another reason. And by the time you realize you have a conversation, knowing what the outcome of the conversation, your friend, what will result when your friend comes and have conversation based on the words that the person has spoken. And lo and behold, when you have conversation with the words that were already spoken, you can reach a critical decision that is likely to be what happens when the person comes and you speak to the person. That is the power of words. Words don't leave people. Words don't leave people. When words are spoken, they hang on people until sometimes those words are destroyed by other words or other weapons of the spirit. So don't just speak words. Know that your words carry power, and the words you speak on people can hang on them forever. The words you speak on beings and on things can hang on them forever. The words you speak on in the demonic realm can have a perpetual effect. That is the power of words. Sometimes people think when they need deliverance, they have to pray. But sometimes deliverance can be as fast as how you utter a sentence or word. When you declare, devil, be behind me, you don't have to repeat it 10 times for the devil to leave if you know what you are doing. Your words carry power, and your words are spirit. The spiritual personality that comes as the result of your utterance can be with someone for a long time. There are a lot of people that give testimonies when they read my book, because not only do they get information from the book, but somewhere, somehow, they pick something from the book that do not leave them. That thing, that personality, that word begin to speak with them and communicate with them. Even when they are not aware, in their sleep, the words, they still have conversation. They might have heard such words or such advice or such explanation that may not have had any impact on their lives. But this time around, after reading such materials, that material is having a lasting impact because it came out of a place of meditation. And the spirit behind the word is actively with them and is having conversation with them. Sometimes when you are about to make a mistake or a decision that will affect your destiny, you may not have even prayed about it, but somewhere, somehow, you can have a conversation with an instruction or a word you have received or read, and begin to readjust your focus and your thinking. Sometimes in a dream of the night, those words can speak to you and can wake you up in the middle of the night and cause you to make some serious decisions that are supposed to order the steps of your life. These are the power of words. So if you don't know anything, know that words can stay with you forever. Know that the words that you speak can stay with you forever and can converse with you. Know that the words that speak to you can also stay with you forever and they can converse with you because they take forms of personalities, spirit beings that have assignment in your life. So if the words are not good, you have the right to terminate the life of those spirit beings that were evoked by those words. So if someone curses you, those curses evoke some spirit personalities, those evil spirits, and you can terminate them by bringing a counter word against them. It's all in the power of words. If you don't understand the power of words, you can really destroy your life. You can waste your own life by your own utterance. I believe we can end today's episode at this particular point and continue. I thought it could be two, but as you're going, I know certainly it will be more than two. I'll be able to explain a lot of things for you in here so that you understand how to have dominion and walk like God on earth. And before I go, I want you to know I have this book, Rule Like God on Earth, Rule Like God on Earth, and it's available on Amazon Kindle. And also we have the print version also on Amazon. You can click on the link in the description below. You can click on the link in the description and get a copy of your book, of the book Rule Like God on Earth, unveiling the mystery of walking in dominion and commanding the supernatural. It's time to unveil the mystery of walking in dominion and commanding the supernatural. And I believe that even from today, you begin to understand how your words form spirit and how the words you meditate on and the words you hear also form spirit that can have conversation with you and effect changes even in your life and have critical opinions and even cover you when you sleep. Because as King Solomon said, he said, when you lie down to watch over you, he said, when you wake, it will speak with you. So these words are so powerful. They make sure that you live your life consistently to those words. So listen and listen good. When you listen to words, those words can have a lasting impact in your life. That is why you have to choose the words you listen to carefully, because they are life. The words that we speak and the words that we hear, they are life. Be it from an occult or from an anointed man of God, they are life. The source, the words are as important as the content of the words. If a Christian speaks negative words and curses, it still has effect and it can cause a lot of damage. When an occult speaks positive words, it can even have positive effect on people. And when they speak negative words, it can still have negative effect on people. So know and pick your words. But as I said, the source of the words are also important, because the source of the words, when the words come from occult and come from the demonic agent, those words will contradict your spirit. And the Bible says our spirit bears witness that we are the sons of God. The best witness is the spirit of God. So any spirit that is contrary with the spirit of God, it will be repulsive to our spirit. That is when we find it uneasy. And those spirit, those words, if you hook your life onto those words from demonic agent and occult, Sometimes you find yourself in a lot of frustrations and a lot of troubles because you are trying to hold on to a spirit that is not of God. And sometimes all you have to do is to cast out those spirits by your declaration, so that you can charge your entire atmosphere with the presence of God, which is also full of the Spirit of God, that is the Spirit of grace.